Let's see if they can play physical football today.
Let's become great. You know how we do our thing.
Welcome to the Lincoln County Locker Room, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark. Tonight's show is brought to you by Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kick Spix Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Rittberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Now, here's Brian Mays with the Lincoln County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
Hi, everybody. Good Monday evening. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room. We are live at the Stein Brewing Company, downtown Newark, 23 West Church Street. Stop on by and join us here for the next hour. Again, if you are here by 7 p.m., 10% of the proceeds tonight will go to our featured high school, and that would be the Lakewood Lancers. They're in town. They're with us tonight, and we'll talk to them in just a little bit. But your chance to swing on by here and support Lakewood over the next hour. We are live at the Stein Brewing Company here until 7 p.m. tonight, featuring the football team from Lakewood, and we're happy to have head coach John Poolnut with us. Coach, congratulations on being the head coach at Lakewood. Thanks for being here. Let's talk a little bit about the season. Obviously, everybody would like to have a few more victories, and you're still looking for that first one this year, but the team, as we saw them play against Heath, this seems to be a very hardworking, determined bunch. They don't quit. But what do you think about this group?
Well, that's the best thing about the group of kids that we have. We don't have any quit in our camp. They've been pounding away since I took over, and been blessed with their attitudes this year. No matter what the situation at hand is, they keep pushing along and trying to improve daily. We've been close on a couple occasions to get that first win. Been a play hit short a couple times, obviously, 0-6. But Heath, with all their athleticism, you know, they were able to contain our offense and move the ball methodically. But the kids, you know, they've bought into the fact that as long as we continue to fight, well, there's gonna be those wins coming down the road.
And I don't like to look at it at a lot of plays in a game, but two kickoff returns, which could have gotten you in better field position.
Yeah.
The yellow hanky comes out.
Yeah.
And, you know, those things are going to happen. And I guess that's the adversity part of this game, which I'm sure you're working on with the team. No. Not everything's going to bounce your way, and you got to work on it.
Yeah, well, you spoke earlier of a couple of teams having an enormous amount of penalties in their games, and we started off our first scrimmage with like 195 yards of penalties, and had a really blunt conversation with the guys about the fact that we can't continue to take yardage away from ourselves. But we've gotten a lot better at that, but it still seems like when we do have a big moment on Friday night, that cloth finds its way on the field. Whether it's play side, back side, or some obscure, you know, penalty, I have no idea where it came from. we've found ourselves, you know, with 50, 60, 70 yard touchdowns just being wiped away. We can't continue to do those things to ourselves.
There are athletes on this team, and we saw that on Friday. I mean, there is speed on this team, too. So, you know, looking ahead, sophomore and junior classes look to be a little bit bigger than what the senior class. So I guess go through what you're trying to do from a building block standpoint with this program.
Well, I spoke to several coaches over the course of this season already about where Lakewood has been since I've been here, and the adversity that we're facing is, you know, when we're beating teams on Saturday, their kids are staying in the program and our kids aren't. So even if we start with 15 kids in this senior class, when we come in the senior year, there's five of them left. Whether it's, you know, this or that, you know, and other things that are taking them away from our program, we've got to find a way to keep those classes strong. We've got a group of 30 on our seventh grade group right now, and we're hoping that over the course of time that they won't be 30, but we're not going to be sitting here with another five seniors, because I think the largest senior class that has been at Lakewood since I've been a part of the program has been seven. I mean, it's just hard to establish anything when athletes aren't playing for you for whatever reason, or you know, there's You know, your senior class is always the smallest class, you know, and that happens traditionally, but it's not such a significant difference, you know, year in and year out, the way it has been at Lakewood. So we've got to find a way to keep kids coming back. And we do have the athletes. We just, we have 16 kids on our varsity roster with a couple of JV guys that we utilize in positions to help, give us a break here and there, but we're still trying to contain a JV roster. At the same time, we're trying to win on Friday night, so we're not trying to abandon our Saturdays as well, because those kids need that time to grow.
Right. Well, and a couple of the players that we have with us, we're happy to have. One of them is Isaiah Mitchell. Isaiah, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
And for those that don't know, what positions do you play for the Lancers?
I play slot receiver and defensive back.
Okay. So what got you involved, or what made you want to play football?
It was my seventh grade year, walking into the open house, and the middle school coach asked me if I've ever played before, and I told him no. And he just told me to show up to a practice, and the next day I did and just fell in love with it.
And you haven't had any problems since, right?
Nope.
All right. So, you know, we just talked about Coach in dealing with adversity and things of that nature. As a player, how do you kind of respond? Because football is a swing of emotions, and, you know, one play is going to go good, and the next play is maybe not going to go so good. How do you fight through adversity?
I don't know. Just think about the next play. I mean, stuff happens, like you said. Bad things happen. Things get called back. You just think about the next play.
That's what you have to do. Okay, another player that we have with us is Stuart Polnett. Stuart, thank you for joining us. And what positions do you play for the Lakers?
I play middle linebacker and offensive line.
Okay, so you're involved heavily in probably the schemes a little bit, especially on defense and things of that nature. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, we've stuck with our base 3-4 the whole year, and we've just been trying to find ways to contain the different teams, but we've stuck with that, unlike in the past where we're trying to make a different base for each year, and I think it's working a lot better for us.
Offensive line, now don't take this the wrong way, but if people would look at you, they probably wouldn't say offensive lineman.
No. Started playing offensive line my freshman year. I was about 160 playing center.
So, since you're not the biggest guy, is it speed? Is it technique? What do you use to get off on those blocks and do what you can to hold back the defense?
I think it's more of a we need to find ways to use players not necessarily where they would be the best, but where we need them on the team, and we don't have the amount of kids that we could put me at a different position where maybe I could be more successful, but not the team.
I gotcha. So obviously, with you guys both being here, you're leaders on this team. So how do you keep the players focused and motivated moving forward? Whoever wants to answer first, go ahead. Oh, don't be so shy. Don't be so shy.
We just try to keep our players' spirits high after a loss. I mean, we go out there, we give it our all. I mean, it's hard not to be upset after a loss, but I mean, if you go out there four quarters, get everything you got, that's just how it is.
So, Coach, it's hard, like they said, losing is hard, but it seems like these guys have a great attitude. And so how do you keep, as I just asked them, how do you keep them motivated?
Well, the biggest thing I try to do with this group is continue to stay positive, knowing, you know, the adversity that they are facing. You know, back when I played, you know, there was maybe one guy on the team, you know, going both ways and playing every snap of the game. It wasn't all your starters.
Right.
You know, so we're in a position where when we call for the offense, the defense stays on the field. When we call for the defense, the offense stays on the field. I mean, there's no transition. There might be one kid, you know, coming on and off, and that's who we've been. You know, since I've been at Lakewood, it's been pretty much a, you know, an Ironman, you know, team where, you know, there's not that group that's rushing on there when, you know, the other side is going. So we try to keep that in mind when we look at, you know, how the game unfolds. Mm-hmm. You know, our guys are fighting for three, four quarters, and then they're in exhaustion, and the fourth quarter gets away from us. So trying to build our – we got three quarters now. Let's try to get to that fourth quarter and establish ourselves in the fourth quarter and build on that momentum that we created, even though it didn't get us through all four quarters. You know, hey, what can we build on? You know, every time that we step off the field talking about what we can build on, was it a quick start? Was it a good finish? You know, always looking at the positive aspects of what happened on that Friday night.
So is in the off season, is conditioning as crucial as scheming plays?
It is, but again, when you come back to a school like Lakewood, we don't have, you know, 90% of our guys in the weight room together because, you know, we have such a small populace of athletes that our basketball team is utilizing those kids, and then our baseball team is our track team. So they stay you know, entrenched in other athletic endeavors, but we don't have our hands on them the way schools that I've coached in the past had, where, you know, we're getting 60, 70, 80 kids in the weight room on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We're lucky to get 20 to 30, you know, and then some of those kids, you know, may or may not pan out in the long run. So, but it is critical that we have our hands on them as much as possible, so that, you know, conditioning does not become an issue. And when we practice, we want to practice full speed and not just run sprints.
Right.
You know, so we try to condition through practice, through team periods and things of that nature. And, you know, even special teams, conditioning through special teams to keep them a little bit more motivated and make it a little bit more fun for the kids and others. All right, let's line up and let's run, you know, 40-40s. I mean, who wants to do that? You know, but if I tell a receiver, all right, we're going to run 40 goes, it's a completely different beast.
We're speaking with the Lakewood football players, Stuart Isaiah and head coach John Polnett. We're going to take a break, talk a little bit more to them. They're getting hungry, but I'm going to keep them on here for a little bit longer. As you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from the Stein Brewing Company here on Kate 98.7.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I got to tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
What's your plan for lunch? Join Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark and enjoy their selection of burgers, sandwiches, and salads. Stop by for lunch or go online to steinbrewco.com and order ahead for pickup. Businesses on the square in downtown Newark can take advantage of free delivery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark, where you can be your own bartender. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring 33 craft beers and 3 craft sodas on tap. Stein Brewing. Co.com.
Licking Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment. All shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
Now's the time to order Varsity Jackets. The earlier, the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street in Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I got to tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kix Mix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident Books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you can search two floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kix Mix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
You're listening to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on K98.7.
We are here with Lakewood head coach John Polnut, his son Stuart Polnut, and Isaiah Mitchell joining us here on the Licking County Locker Room live here on K98.7. So, coach, I want to go back to something that you talked about in keeping the players, and you mentioned the 30 kids that you've got in the 7th grade, and to have separate in 7th and 8th grade teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, and I think we were able to do that last year as well, too. So that's back-to-back, years where we've had numbers at the middle school level where we've at least considered going two teams. It's a smaller 8th grade group, but I think they started with 19 8th graders in total. Last year, they weren't able to finish with those numbers. Right now, Coach Allen and the staff has kept that group, pretty much intact as they've moved forward. Had a big win against Newark Catholic at the middle school level with the 8th grade crew. So that's good news moving forward. And hopefully the 7th graders can get a couple wins themselves.
Isaiah, wide receiver or defensive back, which do you like more?
Wide receiver.
Any particular reason?
I get the ball.
Now that sounds like a wide receiver right there. Always give me the ball. Give me the ball. As a defensive back, and we see a lot of spread offenses out there at the high school level, but it seems like, and Coach, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, it has turned from throwing the football a lot to trying to do a 50-50, run it and throw it about the same. So as a defensive back, when you see trips coming out and things of that nature, is not always necessarily going to be a run. So how do you adjust knowing that you got to take care of this wideout, but it could be a running play? Is that something that you've learned as a defensive back of kind of how to read or what to watch for?
Our defensive back, we get taught to do a read steps, just three shuffle steps, see if it's a run or pass, and just adjust accordingly.
Okay. Now, Stuart, as a linebacker, same question. I mean, again, you see a bunch of wideouts coming out there, and maybe it's going to be just a quarterback keep or whatever. So how do you, same thing, how do you adjust to that?
Well, particularly around here, most of the quarterbacks are just as fast as any of the receivers. So when they go empty.
I think he took a shot at you right there on that. That's what I'm going to go with.
when they go empty, it could still be a quarterback run because they're just as elusive as the running back or the receivers are going to be. But you just have to read your guards and roll with it.
Are schemes more difficult at the high school level now than what they have been? Because I always say it keep the simple method. If it keeps working, make the other team adjust for you. But what do you think on that?
I think it has become, with the different spreads, schemes out there, it has been very multiple offensively, and like Stuart alluded to, the quarterbacks that we've faced over the 6 weeks of this season has just been, been amazing athletes. I can't remember one that wasn't a dual threat. Mm-hmm. So that right there, with coaches, it's not necessarily schemes that have become, different. It's the fact that everybody's trying to find that best athlete to put in the backfield that contains you defensively, where you're in a, if I come after this guy, he's gone, and if I sit back, he's going to pick me apart. So you're in one of those situations. What do you want to do with this? The Zanesville quarterback, he was he made cuts that just are unnatural. You got guys in place routinely to make the play, and then he's gone, I won't say he single-handedly beat us, but it was close to it. That was a game where when we look back at the film, we should win that game if we don't have some yellow on the field, and we make one or two more stops than we did. We have a momentum changer. We get an onside kick. We get a big play. We're on the 10-yard line. We're marching in, and then we get a receiver pops the ball up out of his hands, and it's pick six the other direction, where if he catches the ball, you look at the blocking, it's a touchdown. Mm-hmm. But that's where we're at right now. We've got to contain our mistakes. But going back to your question, it's, the quarterback play around here has just been really, really, really good. I mean, I've had a lot of talent around me before, but the 6 weeks in a row to have the quarterbacks that we've seen is just unusual.
Well, and I'm dating myself here on this, but it's almost like the wing T has been morphed into a quarterback that can do what a wing T guy used to do.
Oh, yeah.
But wing T, you didn't throw the ball. Now these guys are throwing the ball.
Well, even the spread T, which is an awesome offense that Northridge ran last year, was taken to Mount Vernon now. And if he gets the guys that he wants there, it's just going to be the same thing. When you're in a situation where traditional, wing T, you're pretty much handcuffed, but now you put him in a gun situation. You put a dual threat quarterback behind there. Are they running buck sweep right? Are they running buck sweep left? You don't know. It can go either direction, and that's what Northridge was able to do to us last year. Was we didn't know which direction the buck was coming. We just knew it was coming.
Right.
So that sort of puts you in a no win situation if you don't have the athletes to back it up. And that's where we've got to get numbers, as we've talked about, a couple times. We've got to get numbers so we can keep people fresh, to continue to pound away at teams instead of being the one that's always getting delivered the blow.
Right. All right, Isaiah and Stuart, I have to confess, I lied to you. I'm going to give you one tough question. Just one. What's it like playing for this guy?
I think it's pretty amazing. I mean, he's a great coach. He has a very personal relationship with his players. No one really dislikes Coach B. And, I think it's pretty great.
That's a loaded question for you, obviously, Stuart. So,
yeah. With him being my dad, I love him as a coach. But, as a dad, he kind of slacks sometimes. Not gonna lie.
I hear you. All right.
Do you guys talk a lot about football at home, or can you separate it from, because I mean, it's his livelihood and it's something obviously you love to do, but I wonder if there is a little bit of separation when you're off the field.
There's a little bit of separation, but most of our conversations are about football.
Yeah. And when you're watching a collegiate game or a pro game, I mean, are you talking about, you're watching what these guys do and trying to emulate that? Is that something, I mean, you're not just watching the game, I'm guessing, you're analyzing.
Yeah. The coaches have always talked about how we need to watch our own position groups and try to bring that to our play. So, yeah, we just we sit down, we watch the game, but we're analyzing it at the same time.
Yeah.
So what's it like coaching your son?
Oh, well, it's been a blessing, to tell you the truth. And Stuart talked about this earlier. He's not, and you said it as well, he's not your prototypical offensive lineman, but that's what we have at Lakewood. We have kids that are willing to play outside their positions to give us the opportunity to go out there and play a game, and just being able to to have his leadership and Isaiah's leadership, you know, in there. It's been a blessing, you know. And this is one of the reasons, you know, that I'm at Lakewood, because Stuart fell in love with the school. So I looked at opportunities, you know, but Lakewood's was, you know, what he wanted to do, and so we stayed, and we're going to be there.
And that's going to kind of tail into my next question. You just talked about how you love the school. It was a good turnout at Heath from your crowd, and you can tell the support is there, and I'm sure that means a lot to you guys to know, whether it's home or away, the true people that love Lakewood and love this football team are going to be there to support you. So just tell me what that's like in being in a close-knit community like you have at Lakewood.
It's pretty nice to know that we have, like, true supporters that will be there for us, you know. Like, despite how our season's going, we still have people supporting our program.
Stuart?
Given our record, it's nice to always see that we still have a crowd coming out to support us, even our away games.
So, Friday night, you're taking on Northridge. I'm sure you're chomping at the bit. I can say this in the media. This is a winnable football game, but I don't want to put pressure on any of you guys. But and it's also homecoming, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
On Friday.
Yes,
so there's a lot going on for Friday night. You want to have a great week of practice. You know, I guess it's kind of a mixture, and I'll start with you, Isaiah, is you want to have a lot of emotion. You want to play well, but you don't want to overdo it to get ready for Friday night. So how do you balance the emotions getting ready for that game?
Like you said, just don't overdo the emotions. Still, you know, we got to play serious football, but emotionally get ready for it, because you're right, it's a winnable game. And yeah.
Stuart?
I think you always have to go hard in practice, no matter what. But I think that you always have to... you have to look out for yourself and your teammates during practice. You're not trying to go for kill shots or make big hits like you would in a game. But at the same time, you have to be disciplined in how you're taking care of things in practice.
Since you are the second person I asked, I'm going to do a follow-up here. Do you feel that this team is making progress? And again, I know you got pressures because there's a person, you know, sitting right there, but from week one to what you saw and what you were a part of last week, where do you think the progress is with this?
Yeah, we're definitely making a lot of progress through practice, and in our games we're making big jumps in our play, and we're bringing some more JV kids up to play for us, and they're helping out a lot, and they're putting it on their backs.
All right, so now you for Friday night. What are you looking for from this team leading up to game time?
Well, you know, last week's practice we started on a Monday where it was not a really good Monday. Tuesday we got half of what we wanted out of them, and then Wednesday we had a full practice. Thursday was our best Thursday practice that I've seen in 4 years at Lakewood. So, you know, we can't be inconsistent, you know, the way we were last week prepping for a team like Heath. You know, not that, you know, we're always going to be facing, you know, an arch rival like Heath, you know, where we've got to be, you know, spot on in every moment of practice. But that's the biggest thing that talking to those guys after that week, you know, when we came off the field about prepping for anybody, we can't come out slow on Monday. We can't just have half of a practice on Tuesday where we're like, this is what we need to get. It's got to be consistent from start to finish every week if we want to continue that climb. And that helps us, you know, with our conditioning as well. If we're enthusiastic and we're running around and we're doing things the way we're supposed to, that'll help us, you know, build for that Friday night, whether it's Northridge or whether it's, you know, Catholic, whether it's, you know, Johnstown coming up or Utica as we finish the season. We want to make sure that we're focused Monday through Thursday on our prep, and that's where we need to grow. With this team, we've had great practices, you know, here and there, but we haven't had a great week yet. And today we started off with one of our best Mondays this season. Hopefully, we'll continue that climb tomorrow.
And you kind of brought it up, and this was going to be my last question, but it's more about what Lakewood does than with what Northridge does. And you mentioned the coaching change. They still have a couple of great athletes from that team from last year. And I'm sure they're smarting after losing to their arch rival.
Oh, yeah.
But it's what you guys do. It's mm-hmm. going to be a lot more important than what Northridge does.
Well, and I try to coach that way anyway, because if we're taking care of our assignments, we're taking care of, you know, what our 11th is, what I always talk to the kids about. Your 11th is the most important 11th out there. Don't worry about anybody else's 11th. If we're focused in on that and continue that grind, if we get the bounces, you know, if we're putting ourselves in a position to take advantage of the chances that come our way, then we'll have a chance to win against anybody. But if we're not focused, if we're not in position to take care of those opportunities when they present themselves, we're not going to beat anybody, whether it's Northridge coming up or anybody left on our schedule. We have to put ourselves in that position, and that's what these guys have been working for. This opportunity to come up against Northridge is going to be big for us, because it's been in the 3 years that I've been here. You know, they blew us out, we blew them out, they blew us out. So it's our turn, right?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We'll still have to play the game, but that's what I'm trying to get in our guys' mind. It's our turn. You know, this is our night. You know, and I'm sure Northridge is saying the same thing to their kids, and they should be.
Coach Isaiah Stewart, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here on the Licking County Locker Room. Good luck Friday night against Northridge.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll wrap up this edition of the show live from Stein Brewer Company after this timeout here on Kate 98.7.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com. Now's the time to order Varsity Jackets. The earlier the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street, Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kix Mix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident Books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you can search two floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kix Mix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
What's your plan for lunch? Join Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark and enjoy their selection of burgers, sandwiches, and salads. Stop by for lunch or go online to steinbrewco.com and order ahead for pickup. Businesses on the square in downtown Newark can take advantage of free delivery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark, where you can be your own bartender. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring 33 craft beers and 3 craft sodas on tap. Stein Brew. co.com.
Licking Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment. All shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 60 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Binks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at BinksQualityAutos.com.
Home is where you should feel the safest, but sometimes the air there can be more harmful, up to 5 times more polluted than the outside air. Better Elite Heating and Cooling in Bryant can help you take the steps toward making a healthier home with our indoor air quality solutions. From UV lights, cool home purifiers to a whole new system, visit federalheating.com or call 754-HEAT to schedule your comfort evaluation. And ask about our 6-year equal monthly payment financing option at 0%. Restrictions apply. Let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to give you peace of mind.
We're back talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7.
And we're back, and it's time for the top six. The poll for the Licking County football team is moving back into number six. Are the Heath Bulldogs getting back to 500? Licking Valley is number five. The Panthers, with 3 straight wins, getting to 4-2. Watkins Memorial continuing to impress. They are 5-1. They are number four in the poll, and again, they are at Licking Valley coming up this Friday. The top team from last week falls to number three, that being the Granville Blue Aces. And again, a big one for them against Watterson Friday night, which we'll have for you right here on Kate 98.7. both of those ball clubs 5-1 and 6th and 7th respectively in the Division 3 Region 11 computer points poll. Newark Catholic are at number 2 after their win over Utica on Saturday night. The Green Wave are 3-1, and they go to Johnstown to take on the Johnnies, who have a record of 1-5. And the new number 1, that would be the Licking Heights Hornets at 4-2 after knocking off Newark Catholic and Granville. They're number 1, and they take on Zanesville this Friday. That'll do it here from Stein Brewing Company. Appreciate Lakewood being our sponsor high school tonight. This is Brian Mays. Have yourselves a great Monday evening. We'll talk to you Friday night from Granville.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show is brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kicks Mix Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Ritberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Join us next Monday night at 6 for the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.